Good day, everybody. Welcome into Mining Stock Daily. We do have a corporate update from a returning guest and a returning company that's been frequent on the show here over the last 2 years. That is Integra Resources and the CEO of Integra, Mr. George Salamis. Hey, George, how you doing?
Trevor, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm actually doing wonderful, actually. I got to admit, because seems like we're having a little bit of a breakaway here in precious metals. Gold is up, pushing closer to that $1,800 mark. Silver, on the other hand, well above $26. $26, almost 60 cents on the futures basis. We're starting to get a little bit of a buy coming into the metals complex, aren't we, George?
We sure are. It's certainly good to see after a pretty rough first quarter, I think we'll all agree, right?
Yes, it was a wonderful first couple days of January, but it was all downhill from there.
Indeed.
We are just going to touch base with you over a couple things regarding the latest news that came out of Florida Mountain, actually, which is part of the bigger Delamar project there in Idaho. Very interesting drill results coming out from Florida Mountain. We've got a combination of bulk tonnage and high grade outside of the resource. So I guess I don't know if you call this new discoveries, but it certainly is expanding mineralization outside of that known resource.
Yeah, it sure is. And it's been an exciting run for us on our exploration program at Florida, drilling outside of the resource space where sort of the hit rate is coming together. 60, 70% of the time we hit the high grade that we're targeting. And that's meaningful from an exploration perspective. It means that we're understanding where that high grade is going. And we're starting to kind of think about the what ifs of, how do we hit this harder? We're going to be hitting it harder by adding a couple more drills, as we announced recently. But, how do we go even faster on bringing this this high grade notion into a resource and then B, a mine plan at some point in the future?
Yeah. So talk about adding these two more drill rigs. So you're going to have four. How are those going to be allocated to Florida Mountain, then also say the Black Sheep area?
Yeah, there'll be a lot of hopping around this spring and summer with these drill rigs. It's kind of like moving the chess pieces on the board as you get these drill results in, and drill assay turnaround is still really slow. So, you're waiting for results from one area to prove a theory or disprove a theory, and then you're moving a rig to somewhere else where you've got some targets, and then you're moving your chess pieces back and forth. So for the moment, the four rigs that will be in operation by the end of the month, two will be at a higher altitude focusing on Florida and the high grade depth component of Florida, as we've been demonstrating up to now. And then the balance, the remaining two rigs will be at a lower altitude, either doing Black Sheep drilling, extensional drilling on Delamar, or condemnation drilling to support the pre-feasibility study that's upcoming.
We've had a fairly, I would say, cold and wet early spring here in the United States, and I was just wondering if that's posing any challenges for the drillers there at the project.
Yeah, if it wasn't snow and tens of feet of snow at the top of Florida Mountain that we had to deal with in January, Feb, it's now turned to mud.
Yeah.
And, just as an aside, I spent a lot of my time working in northern Quebec. I thought I knew what ugly brown clay mud was. And when I first set foot on the Delamar property about almost 4 years ago, somebody said, well, wait till it rains here. You've never seen mud like this before. And I thought I'd seen everything, but it's bad.
It's bad. I know exactly what you're talking about. I think it was 2 years ago I was on the project, and it was about this time, and it was raining. And it was that red, thick clay mud that just stuck to everything, including my boots.
Yeah.
It was awful.
They won't even let you in car washes in Boise if you've driven your truck through that stuff. We've tried several times, and they just turn you away. It's that bad.
That's really funny. I want to focus on the drill results in Florida Mountain, and then we'll go over to Black Sheep and Lucky Days. But really, some really nice higher grade hits here. Some of the highlights that were reported in that press release: 12.9 grams per ton gold, over 1600 grams per ton silver, so really big silver component and kicker here. Hole 107, 16.86 grams per ton gold, 2,400 grams per ton silver. This is some of the high. Is this the highest grade silver that you've hit on the entire Delamar project?
Actually, no. We have hit higher gold and silver grades at Florida specifically. Still to this date, our best intercepts are over at War Eagle, which is the That's same right. type of system, right? It's that narrow vein, high grade sort of flavor. But yeah, Florida is really starting to pan out for us. We're really feeling that we're on to the kind of the secret sauce of what controls that high grade gold and silver. And we're actually starting to think about certain things. You know, what would it look like to expand the exploration at Florida? Optimally, it would make sense to go underground, and optimally it would make sense to use the same methodology that the old timers used back in the day to access. That is, from the side of that mountain straight into the side of the hill to set up drill stations and just drill off those resources to get them into a resource and then a mine plan eventually.
Are there any adits that are structurally sound there that you could utilize, or was this something you'd have to potentially create your own?
Yeah, Trevor, you know, my past experience in a past life, I've been part of projects that have used old workings to access, or just basically refurbished old workings. In the end of the day, it tends to be similar in cost to brand new openings, brand new adits, declines, that sort of thing. So we'll have to see. I mean, there are definitely more studies to be done, but it's making sense to us from now.
Do you need, in order to do that, what are some of the logistics, and maybe would you have to go out and get some sort of permit to get that done?
Yes, because it's exploration, it would be an exploration permit from a combination of the state and the BLM. The beauty of what we would see is, let's just call it a box around Florida Mountain for now, that we would be sort of targeting for underground deeper exploration and putting an adit on that. That falls into an area of patented ground, which makes our lives easier from a permitting perspective. Patented ground, you're dealing mostly with the state. Yes, you're still dealing with the BLM, but you're permitting exploration still. You're not permitting development. So we believe that, you know, according best estimates, sort of 6 to 9 months to get permitted to go underground would be the case in the case of Florida.
So what would be the benefits? Break it down. What are the benefits of going underground, having to go through this process to get that infrastructure built to accomplish this, rather than staying at surface and drilling deeper?
Yeah, myriad of benefits. One, you're not affected by seasonality anymore of drill access, right? You're not exposed to the elements of, you know, blowing winds at the top of Florida Mountain and setting up, you know, drill pads when there are, you know, tens of feet of snow. You're underground, so that's fine. You can get up close to those veins and save yourself a whole lot of meters, which you'd have to drill through a lot of cover or cover rock, to get to those veins. Underground, that wouldn't be the case. So your targeting would be A, more precise, B, there'd be shorter holes. I think from a geological perspective, and, you know, I've seen this time and time again, talking to friends who developed underground mines before in these narrow vein high grade deposits, you learn a lot by going underground. You learn a lot in terms of controlling structure. It's one thing to see the controlling structures in drill core, and it's something quite different and quite more advanced in terms of knowledge gain to be right up against the vein, actually, you know, mining into that vein, taking structural measurements, etc. A lot more information can be gained by going underground.
And I'm glad you mentioned structure, because that was a question I also had for you. It really, given these nice drill results that you have had, deeper, higher grade, what can you, or is there anything you can tell from the structure of this mineralization that points to, you know, going underground is the best case scenario? But really, I guess, you know, in hindsight, what is the data telling you as far as where this mineralization is heading?
Yeah, there's an interesting couple of plans, or one plan view specifically, that we put into our last news release. And it was a compilation done by Max, our BPX, which was essentially a depth slice through the deposit. It was pretty close to the top of the mountain, but it was a compilation of I believe it was 60, 70 odd drill holes, our own and past holes that were drilled by Kinross back in the day that intersected high grade. And we kind of targeted, I believe, a minimum of 5 grams and a minimum of a 2 meter intercept as notional kind of high grade. And what we're seeing from this is a structural pattern that's developing from these intercepts that show sort of the main fabric or the main orientation of these veins is north-northwest striking. But you tend to get these splays. And, as I talk to other geologists about them, I use the term, you know, splays, horsetails, depending on when you went through geology school, it could be called Rydell structures, that sort of thing. But it's all one and the same, which is they're subsidiary structures that branch off the main northwest trend. And they're also quite high grade as well. And we're seeing this consistently. And Max has been able to connect the splays, primary and secondary ones, close to the top of the mountain with splays that are occurring from our drill information, you know, hundreds of meters down below the resource, further down into the mountain. And that's quite exciting.
Yeah. It is very exciting. So this is going to be an interesting development. If you talk about, if you move into consideration of underground exploration, it's not a sure thing, just an idea. Seems like that's the direction you want to go from listening to you, if I may say. I'm wondering, as you continue to do the work for your technical reports that you want to publish later this year, how does that change?
Well, there's nothing that we can put into the realm of our upcoming PFS study. Sadly, it might get mentioned as an upside opportunity in the PFS study, but because there's nothing in a resource category yet that's, you know, high grade and outside of the resource, all it is an upside case for now, which is the reason why we need to accelerate things on the ground in terms of high grade exploration below the resource so we can actually get it into future studies. Because I feel we're not getting much value for it. As long as it's not a resource, as long as it's not in a mine plan, you're not going to get a lot of value for it.
I would argue that you're crazily undervalued given the current resource you have, recent trading activity. You're trading well below your last big financing, which was at 340. I think when I look at, I mean, we always say mining and exploration's undervalued compared to other equities, and this Integra is the one that jumps out at me the very first thought. George, I want to go over to Black Sheep. You did have some more drilling out of the Lucky Days target there on that area of the project. 0.5 grams per ton gold, 41 and just over 41 grams per ton silver. This is still early stage with Black Sheep, but, there's a lot of land to cover there, isn't there?
There sure is. And you know, we're really excited by our first couple holes, handful of holes in the Black Sheep area that we've released since January. You know, the really interesting thing is in this really vast area, it's kind of 30 square kilometers. It's a big area. Lots of past mine workings that are in this area, but not much in the way of modern exploration that's been done prior to us showing up. So really exciting. For me, what gets me excited is, you know, seeing these long runs of gold and silver mineralization that are occurring at sort of two and three times and or even more in some cases the economic cutoffs that we've used in previous studies. When I start to see that, I start to think, wow, okay, so what would this look like if you hit this area hard with more systematic sort of grid style drilling? These are areas that potentially you could be putting together resources pretty quick because all that mineralization that we're hitting so far anyway is pretty shallow.
Yeah. So how fast you get two more drill rigs? You know, I think the market is maybe expecting more drill results out, you know, every other few weeks or something.
Yep. Well, we're still very much kind of our assay release iterations are governed by what comes out of the labs. The labs are still slammed. They're still slow. One of the reasons to expand the program from two rigs to four is just to get more information, you know, under our belts and out to the market, you know, quicker. And that will come as a result of adding these two drill rigs. There'll be four rigs in operation by the end of April. And the plan is just to accelerate things the best we can out there.
And I'm going to ask you a question. It's open-ended, and I know really what you, I know what you're going to say, and I know you're going to say what you have to say. But you know, a few months ago, we had you on with Marathon Gold to have a panel conversation. And this morning, Marathon Gold put out their mineral resource estimate from the Berry deposit. There's the whole Valentine project's pushing 5 million ounces.
Phenomenal project, yeah.
That and you know, we talk tier one. What classifies a tier one project? And it's always that 5 million ounce deposit kind of exclamation point that I think labels that tier one. You've got 4 million overall right now from the current estimate. Mm-hmm. But given the mineralization you're seeing outside of the resource, the higher grade mineralization outside the resource, Florida Mountain, and what you're seeing early in Black Sheep, would you be bashful to say Delamar is a tier one project?
Well, if 5 million ounces constitutes a tier one asset, we could get there pretty quickly. You know, we're a million short, you know, by what you just said. And it, things like, again, going underground at Florida, adding resources there, and I believe that there's, you know, a million ounces of potential based on the geometries that are there. That's an easy add. And then, you know, areas like Black Sheep, where we're seeing, you know, large runs of bulk tonnage, low grade, that's an area where we could easily add 500,000 to 1 million ounces there. So if you add that up, we get to plus 5 million pretty quickly. For now, the resource estimation that's ongoing is purely to support the pre-feasibility study that's coming up. So it's a detailed, more, you know, mine project build economic driven resource estimate. It's not aimed at, you know, 6-7 million ounces. For now, we'll get there, but this next resource estimate is aimed at supporting the PFS.
It seems like you are describing a little bit more urgency now than you have in the past. Is that fair?
Well, it's fair, and I'll tell you why, and I'll be brutally honest with you. I've been in this situation before where, you know, projects start to advance. You know, there starts to become a seriousness to the project becoming a real mining bet. You know, an M&A discussion starts, and you know, you're pointing to what's known, and you know, the counterparties are pointing to your study, your pre-feasibility study, and you're saying, well, that's great, but I've got all this other smoke over here that could add millions of more ounces. And they're like, well, look, you don't have a resource there, so we're not going to pay you anything for it. And so there is a sense of urgency. Yes, absolutely. There always is going to be in our case.
You also know what it's like to not be paid for something you knew you had. Come from the past project.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Although still no regrets on that one. Man, you know, El Dorado and Lamac has been a real success for them, and we're real happy for them.
George, it's great. It's always great talking to you about what's happening at Delamar and there in Idaho. Best of luck as we continue the exploration project through the spring and through the muck and hopefully into drier seasons.
I hope to see you soon, Trevor. It'd be great to catch up face-to-face.
Absolutely. That's George Salamis. He's the CEO of Integra Resources. They trade on the TSX Venture with ITR and also on the NYSE American with ITRG. I am a shareholder, and they are also a sponsor of the podcast. That's it with this episode of Mining Stock Daily. We have more market commentary coming your way later today. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decision.